Good evening and welcome to tonight's episode of Shaking at the Homo Hop, which will be entitled My Cassette Heavy Petting, a title loosely borrowed from a Bow Wow Wow release called My Cassette Pet. All of tonight's selections are in fact from various tapes in my collection, and if you're not old enough to remember cassettes, that's okay, I'm old enough for you. The first little section will be the sort of experimental part of the evening. Begin with a band called Moloch from Seattle, from 2000, with the title track of their cassette, Blotted Heart. We'll follow that up with The Fall, with their song, How I Wrote Elastic Man, which I'd like to dedicate to all of those who went to the Comic Cons. You know who you are. From a cassette called Palace of Swords Reversed. And that will be followed by Mission of Burma, from a self-titled cassette on Tang Records, with a track called Go Fun Burn Man. And finally a track by a collective called Mr. Big Mouse, featuring vocals from Karen Finley, who was a National Endowment of the Arts darling back in the 80s, along with Robert Mapplethorpe, those people who basically gave Jesse Helms more than a few heart attacks with any luck, with a track called Drop That Ghetto Blaster, from a compilation called The New Beat R Evolution, Revolution, Evolution, a compilation of SSR Records recordings, and I hope you enjoy.
Economic heart, content, bringing heart, wants to be left with a few blotted heart. Damage, economic heart, book. So now that I feel the pain at the knives and let the sing, give face to the pain. Money is the hardest time. I could not stay on my mind. And I did not mean to sing. Stop my sound of it.
I just
Welcome back. The next little block of tunes will be local, be that from around Kingston, where I live, or for that matter, from just Canada in general. We'll be starting with Anita Smith, who was one of the early members of Fifth Column, the Toronto mostly all-girl band that I seem quite obsessed with, according to some people. And this particular track actually has G.B. Jones from Fifth Column on drums. It's called Savage, and it comes from a cassette called Bitch Nation Top Secret Cassette Swapping Club, which, in the interest of full disclosure, I should reveal that I have a track on it. That will be followed with a track from Davith Waters, who was in a local band called the Stonecutters, in which he played accordion. This particular track, however, is just piano and vocals from a cassette he put out called Lumen, from 1994. This track is called King of Siam. And following that is a band that I actually saw on a bill with Cub, Pansy Division, and Pluto in Ottawa, I should say, some years ago now. It was about $5 for four bands, and some people were still complaining they were paying too much. This band is called Curb. They had a demo tape called Meet Me by the Bike Rack. The track is called Used To, T-O-O. Apparently they later added another guitar player. I actually saw a little piece about this on something like Entertainment Tonight Canada, but then they seemed to vanish from the face of the earth. And they are from Cambridge, Ontario. And following that with an actual local band called Yellow Belly, from about 95 in this case, from their cassette Involuntary Abstinence, with a track called Hanging Garden. The bass player in this band, Paddy Uishuk, also used to be in an earlier band called Hammertones. If I do another cassette episode further on, I'll play a track from their album. Their album was called Loud Music That Some People Don't Like, which was probably a fairly accurate description. Following that with Eric's Trip from New Brunswick, with their track About You from a cassette called Forever Again, which was on Sub Pop, one of three records they put out on Sub Pop. They appear to all be out of print already, interestingly enough. And following up, the Pallbearers with their cover of Gun by John Cale from a cassette called Phantom Pain. They also used to be called Condition and were from Montreal. Their lead singer and organ player, Julia Gilmore, these days is mostly a painter, but I hope at least she still looks at her musical career fondly. Hope you enjoy this next set.
Closer to yes I am. You never seem to be dead to the world as I often am. But I've seen the angel whose wings are not tied on a string. I've seen the wings of that angel.
haven't even told my brother. I just finished telling my mother. She took it okay.
And welcome back. This next set is what I like to call the queer or just strange section of the evening. We'll be beginning with Allen Ginsberg from a cassette called The Lion for Real that was on Island Records in 87 or 88. This track is called Complaint of the Skeleton to Time. It has sort of a free jazz backing to it. This was about 10 years before he died. Following up with Maggie Estep with I'm Not a Normal Girl from a cassette called No More Mr. Nice Girl. She's sort of a performance artist, spoken word poet. As it happens, the band on this particular track is two members of the Bush Tetras, who were quite a good band from the 70s and early 80s. Pat Place on guitar and Julia Murphy on bass. Following up with Ani DeFranco, I was originally going to play In or Out from her Imperfectly cassette, but in light of the recent court rulings about the Arizona immigration discrimination laws, I think I'll play Every State Line instead, and in fact, I will play that. Following that with Tribe 8 from their album Fist City on Alternative Tentacles, with their cover of Aretha Franklin's classic Think. And finally, a little bit of historical antecedent, if you will, Heavens to Betsy, which featured Corin Tucker, later in Slater Kinney, on guitar, sometimes drums and vocals, and a bass player and drummer by the name of Tracy Sawyer. This is from a cassette called Calculated, and the track is called Stay Away. Hope you enjoy this next set.
Take my love, it is not true, so let it tempt nobody new. Take my lady, she will sigh for my bed where'er I lie. Take them, said the skeleton, but leave my bones alone. My raiment, now grown cold, to give to some poor poet old. Take the skin that hoods this truth, if his age would wear my youth. Take them, said the skeleton, but leave my bones alone. The thoughts that, like the wind, blow my body out of mind. Take this heart to go with that, and pass it on from rat to rat. Take them, said the skeleton, but leave my bones alone. Take the art which I bemoan in a poem's crazy tone. Grind me down, though I may groan, to the starkest stick and stone. Take them, said the skeleton, but leave my bones alone.
Thank you. not a normal girl. I'm an angry, sweaty girl, so bite me. I'm not a normal girl, 'cause I'm too full of contradictions and kinks, and the weirdest things make my panties sweat. And I gotta do that 'cause sometimes I think if I were ever to run for political office, panty sweat would be the theme of my campaign. I want men, women, and dogs too to wear huge, droopy panties with disgusting stains on them. Mustard colored stains. It'll be equality through panty stains. It'll be a revolution, a brand new twist on evolution. The panty stain removal industry, retired bondage queens in spiky boots, walking the creases out of people's cake with slime panties, and all of America will be chanting, thank you, not normal girl, thank you, not normal girl, 'cause it'll be a brave new world, no more thorazine, no more methadone, no electric chairs, no simulated stare machines with bloated and bulimic would-be beauty queens, ascending ever upwards to a prefab feminine ideal. No, no more Mr. Nice Girl. No cities, no city limits. All territories will spread out like a huge droopy panty on which the elastic has gone dead. Yeah, economics is what it'll be, and the not normal panty president is who I'll be, 'cause I am not a normal girl. I don't think I'll ever be a normal girl, but still, I'm terribly popular.
I got pulled over in West Texas so they could look inside my car. He said, "Are you an American citizen?" I said, "Yes, sir." So far, they made sure I wasn't smuggling someone in from Mexico, someone willing to settle for America, 'cause there's nowhere else to go. And every state line, there's a new set of laws, and every policeman comes equipped with extended claws. There's a thousand shades of white and a thousand shades of black, but the same rule always applies. Smile pretty and watch your back. I broke down in Louisiana and I had to thumb a right. Got in the first car that pulled over. You can't be picky in the middle of the night. He said, "Baby, do you like to fool around?" He said, "Baby, do you like to be touched?" I said, "Maybe some other time. Fuck you very much." Oh, and every state line, there's a new set of laws, and every policeman comes equipped with extended claws. There's a thousand shades of white and a thousand shades of black, but the same rule always applies. Smile pretty and watch your back. I'm in the middle of Alabama, and they stare at me wherever I go. I don't think they like my haircut. I don't think they like my clothes. I can't wait to get back to New York City, where at least when I walk down the street, no one ever hesitates to tell me exactly what they think of me. Oh, and every state line, there's a new set of laws, and every policeman comes equipped with extended claws. There's a thousand shades of white and a thousand shades of black, but the same rule always applies. Smile pretty and watch your back. A little town in Pennsylvania, there was snow on the ground. I parked it in an empty lot where there was no one else around, but I guess I was taking up too much space as I was trying to get some sleep, 'cause an officer came by anyway and told me I had to leave. Oh, and every state set of laws, and every policeman comes equipped with extended claws. There's a thousand shades of white and a thousand shades of black, but the same rule always applies. Smile pretty and watch your back.
That enough motion for you, honey?
Think about what time you made up this thing. Listen, Michael, let yourself be free. Let's go back, let's go back, let's go way on, way back when. I didn't even know you got your cousin to my call again.
Just a
child. I ain't no psychiatrist, ain't no doctor with degree. You don't think much high, you see what you're doing to me. You better think. Think about what's trying to do to me. I said think. Let me free.
we've reached the final component of the evening, with what I like to call the category. We don't need no stinking category. Category. Beginning with We've Got a Fuzzbox and We're Going to Use It, who later shortened their name to just Fuzzbox, with their track Wait and See from their first album, Boston Steve Austin. On this album, they actually played a variety of instruments and made a sort of glorious noise. Unfortunately, by their second album, they pretty well switched to somewhat electronic-sounding music, and it just really wasn't quite the same. But I hope you enjoy this track anyway. It's certainly one of my favorite albums. And following that up with a band from Vancouver called Perfume Tree, from a cassette called The Sun's Running Out, with a track called Here to Haunt You, which I had to sort of abbreviate or edit because the tracks all sort of run together on the album in question. They sound sort of like Dead Can Dance with a sampler and Adrian Sherwood from Tackhead doing the beats, if you will. A rather peculiar mixture, but an interesting one. Following up with the lovely and talented Jonathan Richman, with Abominable Snowman in the Market from the self-titled Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers album from 76. And then Opal, which was a band with David Roback and Kendra Smith, who David later formed up with Hope Sandoval to become Mazzy's star. This track is called My Only Friend, which bears a more than slight resemblance to Heroin by the Velvet Underground, although it's a largely more cheerful song. It's from a cassette called Early Recordings from 1989. And concluding with a nice, lovely, filthy piece by the Cramps from their Date with Elvis cassette called Can Your Pussy Do the Dog? Enjoy!
Just wait. See, there's an abominable snowman in the supermarket. And apparently the housewives have never seen anything like that before. Here, the housewives complained to the manager.
Oh,
get that snow thing out of this store. Abominable snowman in the market. That's right, you heard me right, Kay. And the housewives, they all remark, it looks like a dirty marshmallow with fangs. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market. Now he's down by the peas and carrot. A vulnerable snowman in the market, and they cannot chase him away. What you say? Vulnerable snowman in the market, all right. Oh, vulnerable snowman in the market, oh my. Oh, see, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and the situation is grave. Well, the housewives heard it confusing, and I can't say that he treated this way. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman market, and I think he's a real nice guy. I like the snowman, I want to help him, but I don't want to see him hurt this way. Well, vulnerable snowman in the market, all right. Oh, well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market. Oh, look, we have to talk to this vulnerable snowman man. We have to say something that he can understand. That's right, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and he's doing better every day. I know it's helped have a more tolerant feeling, and I like to see him cheated this way. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market, and he's down by the peas and carrots. Vulnerable snowman in the market, and that is what I now say. I'm talking about a vulnerable snowman in the market, all right. Oh, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market. Whoa. Me and Dave, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market. Down by the peas and a carrot. Vulnerable snowman in the market. He just arrived by plane yesterday. Well, there's a vulnerable snowman in the market. And a housewife never seen something like that before. Housewives treat him like a stranger. They want him away from the supermarket door. What's the same about vulnerable snowman in the market, all right? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Walk it home. Vulnerable snowman in the market. Get it.
Bye.
Enjoyed this episode of Shaking at the Homo Hop. I am once again your host, Timmy Bear, and you can email me at timmy.bear@gmail.com if you wish. And I'd like to welcome our new sponsor to the program, a newly formed group called FAME, Families Are Mostly Evil. Basically, they're dedicated to the principle that we really must prevent any more nuclear families from adopting children. From this point on, basically, we should only allow queers and single people to adopt children, because really, if you look at what nuclear families generally do to children, they really aren't safe with them. It's best that they be put in small, atomized groups. Anyway, enjoy, and peace out.